Thanks for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you were blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
Thank you so much for being here this morning, and happy Father's Day to all the fathers that are here. Pray blessing upon you, and I'm going to be speaking about fathers and mothers, but I want to turn to a scripture first, and I didn't give you this scripture in the back, so don't worry about it. It's Deuteronomy chapter 6, and it says, "These words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart." He says, "You shall teach them diligently to your sons and daughters, and you shall talk of them when you sit down in the house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontals on your forehead. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on the on your gates." This scripture is really where I'm headed today, because as far as for fathers and mothers, I'm really speaking to everybody in here today. I'm going to be encouraging you this morning to walk out what God has for you. But in that scripture right there, it's a powerful scripture because it's saying this to moms and to dads, to all of us: make sure that the word of the Lord is everywhere in your home, it's everywhere in your heart, and that you're proclaiming it as much as possible in your family time and around your family. That God know, that your children know that who you live for and who you are walking after. That it's not the ways of the world, but it's the ways of the Lord. And so today, there's probably many good fathers in this room. Many of us are in process of being good fathers. We desire to be good fathers. But I wanted to speak about somebody this morning that has been a real example to me and has persevered, and that's Denny Rogers. Denny Rogers has not only been a great father, but he's been a great grandfather, and he's been a great father to many other people, and I see his example by his love for Jesus. When you talk with Denny just a little bit, you know that he is all about Christ, and he would not want me to glorify him in any way, shape, or form, but I'm just going to say I want to honor him as a man of God and a father and a grandfather to many. Denny wrote recently The Attributes and Character Traits of Jesus. It was things that he wrote and got when he was in the house of prayer, and he was here every day praying and many times fasting. And he would write these things down about the Lord. And at the beginning of these attributes, he said this, and this is why this is for everyone. He says, "One of the greatest needs that each of us have is a spiritual knowledge of the Lord Jesus and a deep, intimate relationship with him. The foundation of all true knowledge of Jesus must be a clear heart and mental apprehension of who he is and his perfections as revealed by the Holy Spirit as we read, study, and meditate upon the Holy Bible. Jesus is only truly known in our heart, soul, and mind as we yield ourselves to him, submitting to his authority, living by his commandments, and meditating upon him in every area of our lives. We must get to know Jesus as never before." And then he speaks at the beginning of these attributes about Enoch, and he tells about how Enoch walked with God. And he said, "Enoch loved and feared God and kept his commandments by lifting his heart up before God in prayer and meditation, by always remembering him and following his counsel, and being under God's influence. Enoch meditated upon the glorious one, Jesus, until he was transformed in character, reflecting his divine image. It says of Enoch that Enoch's face became radiant with divine light. Even the ungodly beheld with awe and knew that the light of heaven was upon Enoch. Enoch's life pleased God, and at the end of his days, his testimony was one who pleased God and one who walked with God." When I speak about fathers or mothers, when I speak about myself and my journey, when I speak about the journey that's been lived out in front of me with Denny, I realize that this is truly the treasure. This is the good. This is the best, that we could be lights that would reflect who he is. Now, Denny hasn't come about that easily. Denny has went through sufferings. I think about Denny and my wife, of what they went through, physical sufferings. But Denny's physical sufferings did not cause him to become embittered. His physical sufferings caused him to even depend more. He has had a heart transplant. He has had cancer how many times? three times. And he's sitting up here right now, and he believes that God's going to cause him to live an old age so that he can see the coming of Christ and reflect Jesus to many others. So this isn't that everything's been handed to this guy. No, it's because he's went through something. And each and every one of us, I know you have your trials out here, and you've went through stuff. But the position that we take before the Lord is that we would press into God, and through our sufferings, that we could become more like Christ. And that's exactly what Paul spoke about. And that's how he became more like Christ, what he went through. And so this morning, as I begin to share with you some scripture and share a few things, Colossians 3:21, this is for fathers and mothers. And I saw this scripture and I begin to just kind of get a little bit from it. And this is going to be quick because I know you all want to be together today and I'm all about family time. And I want to encourage you to do that. But here's a scripture that caught me, and I started thinking about this scripture regarding myself and how I've been a father. And again, this is for fathers, mothers, everybody in this room, because every one of us should be those that know the Lord and reflect who he is. That should be the passion of our hearts. That should be the thing that we don't buy into the things of the world. Yes, we have to work. Yes, we have to do all these things. But the fact is, do your children know that you love him? Do they know that? Do you point them? This is, again, not to condemn, because I can tell you straight up, I'm in process of being a father. I'm still growing about being a father. And I can have different moments in my journey where things shifted in me to be a better dad. Okay, so first of all, this scripture seems a little out of context maybe, but it says this. It's Colossians 3:21. It says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged." Lest they become discouraged. That's a pretty different verse to use for fathers on Father's Day. But the reason that I brought it up, because first it's addressing fathers, and second, it says don't provoke your children, and third, lest they become discouraged. The last thing we want to do is to discourage our children. And I'm sure that's how all of us feel. We do not want to discourage them, but we want to encourage them. What we need to do more than anything is to bring hope into our families. And fathers are supposed to protect the purity and the innocence of children. Fathers are a covering over their family. The fathers are covering over Jesus. Jesus is a covering over us. Fathers are a covering over the family. And some of you may not have a father or a husband in this situation, but the fact still remains the same. You're a covering. Moms, you're a covering over your kids. This is going to hopefully encourage you and challenge you like it did for me. We see in the Lord's Prayer, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." We also see in John 8:42 and 44, he said, "Those who refuse to follow him, if God were your father, you would love him." He was speaking to them at this time, Jesus was, and he says, "For I proceeded and came forth from God. You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires." One of the things that I have to make clear, because I can't sugarcoat anything, the only way to allow your heavenly father, Abba, to have his way in your life and be a covering over you is that you have made him your Lord and your Savior. He has to be your heavenly father, and that scripture is pretty powerful because it says this: if you are not allowing your heavenly father to be your father over you, then you are serving the father of lies, the devil. And that's exactly what Jesus said in that scripture. He was very clear about it. He was making a strong, strong point. And this is for fathers and moms. And so we want to make sure that we are walking in the things of the Lord, that we are born again, that we know him. But God is the father only to those who are led by the Spirit, his son. And Paul says this, he says, "Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him." That's what the Apostle Paul said. And he said, "All who are led by the Spirit are of the Lord, are God's sons and daughters. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of sonship or daughtership. When we cry, 'Abba, Father,' it is the Spirit himself bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God." So not everyone has this privilege. Only those that have chosen. Again, there's two reasons why I began this word about fatherhood. because I believe that it talks about a human fatherhood pattern, and it talks about the pattern of divine fatherhood. That's what I saw in Denny. That's what I hope to walk in, a divine pattern that points my children to him, that reflects who he is. Even though I'm very imperfect, they still know that Dad stands for Jesus and loves Jesus, and that it's all about Jesus, and it will always be about Jesus, even though I've messed up many times. And you need to know that. Matter of fact, if you allow God, he'll help you learn how to teach your children. I remember one of the greatest things that happened in my journey of being a father was this, that I was headed home to discipline one of my sons because of a problem. And I remember exactly what God told me in the Spirit through the Holy Spirit, because I was upset and I was in my flesh. And I remember what he said to me. He said, discipline your son so that it draws him closer to you and closer to me. And I was like, oh, that was huge. Discipline your son that brings him closer to me and closer to you. And that had to do with the discipline of love, truth, but also loving him and not condemning him or discouraging him, but encouraging him in the ways of God. So this message is about encouraging one another in the ways of the Lord and walking in that, because the Heavenly Father has strength but also tenderness toward us. I got to tell you, it's a task being a dad, and I'm sure it's a task for many of you out there. But I also want to say this, if you haven't had a Heavenly Father, because you've chosen Jesus, you have Abba, you have a Heavenly Father that's going to take care of you if you don't have an earthly father, is what I'm saying. If you don't have an earthly father, know that he will father you and he will love on you and he will help you. I don't want you to feel sadness this morning because, man, I got a raw deal. No, I want you to be encouraged. Don't feel sadness because the father I described or what I was saying isn't the father that you've had, or sadness because you've never had a father. Don't feel sadness today. Allow God to fill you with joy today, because it can be swallowed up in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. I guarantee it. God offers fatherhood, and he will accept you. He will adopt you. He will take you into his arms, and he will hold you, and he will change you and help you through your journey so that you can really understand his love and his tenderness. And that's through the power of the Holy Spirit. So let's not become discouraged. It says, fathers, again, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. Losing heart, that implies. It also implies, you know, being disinterested, moody, you know, backing away from things. Don't beat them down. Be the kind of person that develops a lifestyle and a fatherhood and a motherhood within your children that really mentors encouragement and love. See, the opposite of discouragement is what you want. You want to be an encourager with your children. That's what the Father wants to do with you on your journey, Ricky. Father wants to encourage you on the journey. He wants you not to be discouraged, but he wants to encourage you on the journey that he has for you. Amen. The opposite of being discouraged is being what? Hopeful. That's probably the best word, is like to begin to create hope in your children about the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom, and hope about the plan that God has for you. The opposite of being discouraged is to have joy. The Lord is the one who brings pure joy within our hearts and within our lives. The opposite of being discouraged is being confident and courageous. Be confident and courageous. Encourage your kids. Encourage your loved ones to be confident and courageous. It doesn't matter how old they are or how young they are. Encourage them continuously to walk things out in the Lord. Don't provoke them. Don't discourage them, but encourage them. We want to avoid that kind of fatherhood. We want to be fathers that are encouraging. Now, again, before anybody gets upset, I have messed up plenty of times as a father and I haven't been encouraging. But I want to be a father, and I'm sure you want to be a father and a mother that want to encourage. And you know what? You can be a father and a mother in the faith to encourage other people. Instead of discouragement, begin to give hope and encouragement to them and confidence. Here's what I'm talking about. These are some keys. This is what the Apostle Paul was teaching, and he makes it very clear. He says that he says that we should be fathers who give hope instead of discouragement. It means hope in God. And this is a biggie. This is one that I run into a lot with folks, and I've ran into a lot with myself. The hope that I'm talking about and the encouragement that I'm talking about is not in the things of doing things in the world. I have watched people try to encourage, do the opposite and use all kinds of encouraging things said to their children, but it wasn't encouraging them about the faith and about Jesus. It was about what they could accomplish in the world. And sometimes we buy into that more than we buy into what they need to have in the Spirit and in the Lord. And we need to encourage them in the Lord. What the Father is saying and what He is going to say to them. Not about being popular. It's not about money. Put that down. It's not about the hope in money. It's good to have it. I've been with it, been without it. It's better to have it. But when you have too much, it's got you. And so it's not about, though, having a bunch of money and being popular. It's not about your hope being in what kind of education you can get. Even though it's important, and I encourage you to go and get educated, it's not about that. It's about God's calling. It's not about a hope in education. It's not about a hope in a spouse that if I could just get the right man or woman or it's in my spouse. It's not about that. It's about the hope that they find in Jesus. It's about the hope that they find in Him. It's not about becoming wealthy. It's not about becoming well-known or being intellectual or even married or successful. What I'm talking about is knowing Christ and the kind of fathers and mothers that encourage and fill their children with the hope that they find in God. That the hope that they find in Jesus, the one who died for them. The hope that they find in the passionate one that will never leave them or forsake them. The hope that they find in the one who will carry them like we sung today. That is how a father and a mother should encourage their family. That is how we should grow up into moms and dads. That is how we should grow up into being brothers and sisters. And if you've went through a lot, it's not too late to allow God to begin to move on your heart and change where you've been. You don't have to sit there and say, oh, man, I have really blown. No. Be an encourager this day. Dads, it's Father's Day. Encourage them. Encourage your children. Tell them the hope that they have in Christ. Tell them that, the answer to all things is found in Him. And don't discourage them by, oh, you don't want too much of that religious stuff, just enough to get you in. No. You want all of it. You want all of it. Everything. You want the Word of God beginning to be the compass, the Word of God directing you in everything that you do, that you trust in Him. Can I get an amen in this place today? Come on! There got to be something in here. And I know you're just taking this stuff in, And again, it's what Denny was speaking about in these attributes of the Lord. It's all about intimacy, knowing Christ. When you know Him and you know He loves you, when you encounter Him, when you take time to encounter Him, and He shows up in your life and He opens a door and you're going, oh, was that God? Yes, it was God. He will confirm it through time and He will show you. The answer has always been the one who created all things. The answer has always been that there is hope in all things, that we're going to have a great reunion someday with all of our loved ones, all of our children. I think of my dad. He wasn't. My dad got saved in the last hour of his life. I think about him. 6 months before he passed, he got saved. He made things right. And then my father, God, explained to me why my dad was the way that he was. And it took away everything from me of holding anything against him. See what I'm saying? It was through Abba Father that I was able to begin to understand the journey of my father. And it was only through the revelation of the Spirit and the Word of God that we can walk in the freedom of what He's called us to be. This is something God wants for everyone in this room. I can say it, thus saith the Lord. He wants all of you in this room to be content in all things. That means if you've blown it, He wants you to be content. Why? Because right now He's speaking to you to say, embrace me, embrace my word, and watch what I can do to restore things in your families. And in your life, That's the word of the Lord. God is raising people up. God is changing and shifting things. It doesn't matter if someone that you've known has walked away from the faith. Now it's time for you to stand and to be who you're supposed to be, reflecting the light like Enoch reflected the glory of God. We are in a beautiful time if we'll embrace it and learn to become content in all things, whether we have much or whether we have little. As we move out to the house of prayer at the camp, a place of intercession, a place of prayer, a place that should be family, it should not be a place that's going to be sterile or a place that, you know, we got to just make sure everything's just right. No, it's a place that the love of Jesus flows through the hearts of men and women. It's a set-aside camp so that we can worship and pray day and night and bring healing to people. I could stand up here for the next hour, and I won't for your sake, and tell you of all the people that have been touched because we've interceded, we've prayed, and we've worshiped, and we've loved. And we've brought hope instead of loss and discouragement. You have a jurisdiction in your family. If you are a father, if you are a mother, you have jurisdiction. God's planted a seed inside of you, and don't you let the enemy tell you that it's not there anymore. It was conceived by God and by the Holy Spirit. And he's called you to walk something out. And he's wanting you to step up, stand up, and walk in the fullness of God's love and the counsel of his word and fulfill all that God has for you. See, it's not about big money. It's not about the big things. It's about the intimacy and being with the Lord and trusting him and trusting your family to him. God wants you to be a restorer. He wants you to be one who encourages, wants you to be one who brings hope. He doesn't want you downtrodden. He doesn't want your head hanging low. And if it is, he wants to pick it up so that you can get your gaze upon his face, upon his eyes, upon his love. When I encourage you this morning to sing, I want to encourage you again, dads, moms, brothers, and sisters, I want to encourage you that start singing. Just start singing God's word back to him, or just start singing somewhere. Just sing to God. It is a known fact that it does something even within your mind. And many people aren't singing because they think they can't sing. You see, when we get into the place of the love of God, we don't live in shame anymore. We don't live in like, oh, I hope, you know, they're going to accept me. No. Oh, okay, I hit Denny again. Here's Denny. Denny Rogers went through all this stuff. Denny, you don't mind, do you? Denny can't sing. He never could sing. But he is the best singer I've ever heard because he sings about the love of Jesus. I mean, when he was a prayer leader at the camp, he would prayer lead and then he would back up and start singing. And it was just as off as you could get. He did not care because he was singing to Jesus. Now, we had to adjust that, okay, because it was rough on the other singers. So he said, Denny, can you not sing when you're prayer leading? And it's a beautiful thing. And I can't tell you how many people have come up to me saying, I just love when I hear that man sing. Because they know where his heart is. They know why he's singing. Right? Amen. And so I'm asking you to let your song be sung. I'm asking God to open your eyes to the jurisdiction that he's given you as a father and a mother. I'm asking you not to give up. I'm asking you that even though you've went through so much, like Paul said, he said, I was right there, you know, ready to die. But he said, it was bringing something out in me. See, this is what happened with Paul. God had to root his self-confidence out of him. We can be more self-confident than God-confident. And he had to get that rooted out of him. And can I tell you this? If you want to study the scripture, it took 20 years after he was with Christ and saw Christ, 20 years for him to get that rooted out of him, his own self-confidence, and become confident in the things of God. That was his affliction. And let me share this with you. That was a fatherly discipline that the father loved him so much that he was going to allow him to be afflicted to root out all of his self-confidence so that he could become God-confident in all things. And that's what God, I think, is doing in many of us, to be confident in the Lord alone, to not be afraid to speak out, not be silent anymore, and to know that, hey, the power of God is available to me, and God, I'm not going to be afraid because he's with me and he's with you. Amen? Amen. I'm going to close this up here. Just a couple things, and then I want to pray over you. A good father and a good mother, they're always going to be and desire to be like their Heavenly Father more. They're not going to be self-reliant so much, but they're going to have their confidence and zeal in the things of God, and they're going to do everything they can to get that confidence and zeal within their children. They'll reveal to their children that it's not by my might, it's not by what I do, but it's by him. They'll confess to their children, and they'll say, I'm sorry for what I've done, but I'm going to tell you this. This is what God has forgiven me of, and this is what he can do in your life, and look what he's doing in mine. They're going to fill their children with hope and God confidence, not self-confidence. I'm okay with some of the things that's out there with trying to help people. I really think we all should try to do everything we can to be healthier, all of us in this room. We should eat healthy. We should live healthy lives. We should exercise because this is your temple and you should take care of it, okay? So get on it, all right? I'm speaking. I'm in the mirror right now. I'm in the mirror. So I've got to get better at that. But here's the thing. I want us to encourage each other and our families to walk in the things of God from this day forward. And that today was a benchmark message. You know what? I need to, you know, because I don't like being a preacher up here. I just want to encourage people to walk closer to Jesus. That's my heart for all of you, for all of us. And that's where our hope is going to be found, in that place. See, I don't like giving people false hope by some kind of formula or self-confidence thing, or this is a new thing, do this. I believe in positive thinking because the word is positive, and I believe that if you think the word is positive, and it's positive thinking. But I don't believe in all the self-help stuff because I know how much God helped me. Some of that stuff, Zig Ziglar, I love that guy to the day I die because he came in my life at a certain time. And it was all about attitude because I had a bad attitude. And he helped me get a good attitude, you know. And it was positive thing, but he mixed the word of God in there. And God got me closer and closer and closer to Jesus. And that's what this is about. Filled with hope and filled with his glory and his goodness. And that our children would not be children that lose heart. Maybe some of them are losing heart right now. Maybe you got some, you know, that are real far away. Maybe you have family members that are far away. But today, we can stand and we can pray. And we can ask the Lord to touch them. And maybe we've been holding some bitterness and some hurt for a long time. God can touch us today if we let him. He can change things today. And you know what? If you've got Jesus, you're on the right path, dads and moms. If you got Jesus, you're on the right path. Now just adjust it if you need to in little ways as the Spirit is leading you. Why don't you go ahead and stand? I'm going to have, where's Josh at? Somebody come up on guitar, if he wouldn't mind. I just hope that today is one of those days that we kind of stand up and take a little bit of charge back in our life, jurisdiction back in our life of who we are in Christ as a dad, as a mom, as a brother, as a sister. And I just want us to take a moment, if you don't mind, everybody. And if you have someone that has been brought to your heart today that really needs prayer in your family, I want you to just take this time to pray for them just for a little bit. So let's pray. Pray for that family member that is in need, that needs more of the Holy Spirit revealed, that needs to be brought back to him. Yes, God. Holy Spirit that lives within us, I ask that you would help us this day to rise out of the place of discouragement into the place of encouragement and hope. That sadness would be turned to joy. That you would bring wisdom, limitless wisdom, to every man and woman, young and old in this place, that they would be encouraged today. Father of glory, Father of glory, you know everything about us, our past, our present, and our future. Help us today to be all that we can be for you. Help us today to have a hunger once again for your word and all that you have available to your people. Thank you for the good fathers that are in here today. Strengthen them today. Many of them have worked very hard to provide for their families. Strengthen them today to be drawn in this hour to you in a deeper way. By your Spirit and by your word, that they would meditate on the things that you have for them. God, strengthen the moms in here. Give them insight into your heart concerning them and their children. Strengthen them in this moment. God, we pray for those wayward family members that they would come back to you. We ask that in the powerful name of agreement in Jesus, the name of Jesus, and we agree that every family member that has been running from you, that they would be drawn back today in Jesus' holy name through the power of agreement in prayer in the name that is above every name, which is Jesus' name. Jesus, we ask for them to come back today, to be drawn back today, for circumstances, for roadblocks to be put in their way. Bring them back, God. And for all those that are suffering loss today, God, I ask that all sadness would leave and that you would bring forth joy of knowing that you still are sovereign and you still have a plan and you are a God of hope. Now, Lord, I ask that you would help us to have homes that reflect who you are. Thank you for your mercy, your goodness, your grace. I ask that you would multiply things in here that have been imparted even today. Thank you, Jesus. Because you're a good, good Father. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. And your desire is to take us deeper into the things of your heart. Love you and thank you. We give it all to you. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Go in peace and be encouraged today in the things of the word. God loves you. The Father loves you. Greet somebody on the way out if you can.